I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. The weekend's here. Is there anything at the Cineplex you want to go see? Writer Mark Jordan Ligon has our weekly digest of what critics are saying about the new movie releases. Here's Slate's summary judgment.
First up is the remake of John Carpenter's gritty 1976 cult favorite, Assault on Precinct 13. This time, Ethan Hawke is the cop and Lawrence Fishburne is the thug as a group of criminals plan an attack on an old isolated police precinct to spring their cohorts from jail.
We're not going to make it till morning. Marcus Duvall will not allow it.
We got 8 people covering 6 entry points. If we work together, all right, we will make it.
Look at it this way. That's me out there. You think I'd let you survive until the morning?
We don't have a lot of options here.
Well, we got to figure something.
Overall, the nation's critics enjoyed the rough-and-tumble action, and especially the performances in this crime thriller. TV Guide thought the result is still formulaic, but it's never dull. The New York Post declares it a thriller that actually thrills. And for those looking for some excitement during these long winter months, the Minneapolis Star Tribune promises Assault on Precinct 13 gets a ruthless grip on the audience's throat early and never lets go. You might want to skip the popcorn then. Next up, in limited release, we have the foreign film Beautiful Boxer, a real-life story from Thailand about a male kickboxer who fights to earn money for a sex change operation. It's in Thai with English subtitles. This strange but true story is getting strong reviews from almost everyone. The Los Angeles Times found it to be a deeply affecting odyssey. The Associated Press raves Beautiful Boxer is a brilliant heartwarming tale of a woman trapped in a man's body, and the San Francisco Chronicle declares it moving and intriguing. It's mascara as the ultimate war paint. Now, there's a statement we'll probably never hear at a Pentagon press conference. Finally, we have the family road trip comedy, Are We There Yet? Trying to impress a new girl, star Ice Cube agrees to drive her 2 rambunctious kids up to visit her while she works in Vancouver.
Open this door.
You forgot the magic word.
You bet not. Look at me. I'm serious. I'm not playing with you, little girl. Okay?
No! No! Hey, you stop that car!
While many of the critics warm to Ice Cube, the same can't be said for the movie itself. The Los Angeles Times thinks Ice Cube remains characteristically amiable, but this thuddingly miscalculated comedy is way beneath him. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution sighs, Are We There Yet? Feels more like Is It Over Yet? And the Arizona Republic wants to make sure this film finds its target audience by offering, if your requirements for good comedy begin and end with a swift kick to the groin, this movie's for you. Hey, forget Ice Cube and bratty kids. Have Ice Cube go on a road trip with a transgender kickboxer from Thailand. Then we're talking a swift kick to the groin box office bonanza.
Summary judgment from writer Mark Jordan Ligon. He lives in Los Angeles.